In the middle of Magid, the Haggadah tells us the famous story of the Chachamim that were Mesubin b'Bnei Brak. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer, Ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayu Mesubin b'Bnei Brak, Vayu Mitzapim b'Tzis Mitzrayim, Kolo Salalayla. Once, 1 year on Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer, Ben Azariah, and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, were all in B'nai Brak for the Seder. And they were involved in the story of the Exodus all of the night. And they were so involved in telling over the story of the Exodus that they were up all night until the students had to come and tell them, remind them that Rebbeim, the time has now come for Zman Kriyishma. This episode follows on the heels of that which the Haggadah tells us, that mitzvah aleinu l'sapir b'tzias Mitzrayim, it is a mitzvah to tell the story of the Exodus. V'chol amarbe l'sapir b'tzias Mitzrayim, harezim mishubach. Whoever increases the amount, whoever is marbe in the story, is admirable, is mishubach. So ostensibly, the story of the Chachamim b'nei Brak follows on the heels of that which the Haggadah tells us, v'chol amarbe harezim mishubach, as an example of the Chachamim who indeed were marba, and therefore they were meshubach. But this episode has troubled me for another reason. And that is because the Haggadah is telling us that Talmidim had to come to their Rebbeim Seder and remind them that the Zman for Kriyishma has arrived. Obviously, the Talmidim were not with the Rebbeim. The Talmidim were elsewhere. They were most probably at home with their families, celebrating the Pesach Seder with them. So the question that I've asked is, why weren't these Talmidim with their Rebbeim? After all, one could argue that the proper place for a Talmud to be is with his Rebbe. But that is not what we see from the story. We see the opposite, perhaps, that the appropriate place to be at the Seder is with one's family. Even the Talmidim of these great Chachamim, these great Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer, Ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, their Talmidim were not with them. Their Talmidim were with their families. A reminder, a subtle reminder, that the best way, perhaps the most opportune way to transmit the Mesorah is with family, in the context of family. The Iker Mitzvah of the father is to instill the emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the belief in our Mesorah, and that comes from spending time together with the family at the Seder. As we gather together this year with families and with friends, let us enjoy the Seder. Let us enjoy being together, and let us find a way to instill the emuna and the mesorah in ourselves. Achak kosher v'sameach.